From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading The Dead Heat by Frank Rodarus. Now, let's begin with The Dead Heat. Chapter 1. It never gets really hot up at this altitude, but the sun can be fierce with so little atmosphere overhead to filter it, and I was beginning to work up a sweat. The rock, gray and gritty under my fingers, reflected the heat and glare into my face from a distance of inches, and I was beginning to pant and huff from the continuous exertion of the climb. I reached a deep fissure that had several boulder-sized chunks of rock wedged into it, and wedged myself in on top of the boulders to get a moment's rest. Then, too soon, I started up again. Looking up, I could see Cat's boots and bare legs disappear over the top of the wall we were scrambling. She had reached the ledge we were all aiming for. Her face reappeared a moment later, long hair hanging free over the far, far drop to where we had parked the jeep, as she bent and leaned out far enough to see me. She gave me a crooked, taunting grin and called,
"Last man, Carl!"
I grunted, wondering how the others had found a quicker route up that was halfway safe, and reached for a handhold to scramble the last precariously steep slope of slick rock to join them on the ledge. I made it the rest of the way up and flopped down beside Cat. I was in pretty darn good shape. I make it a point to stay that way, but I could feel the effects of the climb and pumped up.